Nation. It doesn't mean anything, anything today. We live in a mental institution. 'Cause everything's crazy, crazy, crazy. They're doing away with borders. It's a new world. It's a new day. There is a new world order coming to your town. You better get ready. You better get ready. It's a new day. It's a new day.
Okay, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the second hour of the Samsel Report, coming to you live right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we are talking with the Vice President of the Texas Nationalist Movement, Lauren Savage, getting his take on what's going down. You see there, Lauren?
It's all coming down. It's coming apart, but more than down, I think.
Man, we're getting downgraded. We're all getting downgraded. That's right.
I don't not understand the mentality that, just put it in common person's language, you know. Goodness. You know, you just borrowed $150 million and you saved 50. And you're all bragging about the $50 you saved. And that's what I see the U.S. government doing.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's been going on and on. It's just in every president that comes along to make his unemployment and the cost of living look better on his administration changes the rules of the game. You can't go by those numbers. You can't go by any of those numbers that Morgan was quoting. You can't go by any of the numbers that Alex was quoting.
No.
And they're all puffed up to make the U.S. government look good.
And it just keeps snowballing. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. It's like a snowball rolling downhill. And they say, oh, look, we saved this little bit here and that little bit there and this little bit over here. But the thing is snowballing its way and it's heading right for us.
Well, it's just like his last bank bailout.
You know, yeah.
You've heard the phrase that if you fail to learn from history, you're doomed to continue its mistakes, repeat them.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Well, our country's so stupid that we do have the history and they still continue to do the same dumb mistakes.
Well, the thing is that the mind control programming is just so perfected now that, I mean, you've got mindless sheep and they just follow wherever the media points them. And they'll follow right along. It's like the Pied Piper. You remember the Pied Piper?
Well, they call it the poison pen.
The poison.
There's another way of looking at it.
Well,
because when they bring in all these Europeans, particularly Australians and English, on our major media, to indoctrinate us to what they think is normal and force it on the Americas,
right?
You set the stage.
But they soak it up, they drink it up, they eat it up. You know?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. However, I do believe that the alternative media is making a difference. Really do.
I appreciate places like this RBN network where you can actually get real viewpoints from real people about what in the world is going on the common streets of America.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Because you're not going to get the news from the mainstream media. It's not going to happen.
You'll get puke from Fox or vomit from CNN. Just take your pick.
There you go. There you have it. So we're going to go take a break. It's break time is upon us. So everybody stay put. Don't go away. We shall return.
That doesn't have a new mentality. Look out. It's gonna get ya, man, it's gonna get ya. It's gonna get ya, oh, it's gonna get ya, oh, no. That is an avenue mental.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. You're listening to the Samsel Report, Wild Bill's Headline Roundup. We're talking to the Vice President of the Texas Nationalist Movement, Lauren Savage, is here with us. And are you there, Lauren?
I'm here, sir.
Okay, all right. How would you like to take a couple of phone calls? We got a couple callers here.
Sure.
And we shall take a call first from Merle in Florida. Are you there, Merle? Hello. Is this Merle from Florida?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yep. Go ahead, Merle.
Well, I concur with everything you're saying about the sheets and all that, and I'm very, very disgusted with the way things are going, and I just like to say I concur.
Ah, well, I'm glad that you concur.
Can I throw a little levity into this?
Sure, throw in some levity there, Merle.
Well, Barack Obama and Bill Clinton walk into a bar.
Okay.
Well, beside the fact they forgot to open the door. Well, anyway, Barack looks at Bill. He says, "Tell me, Bill, how's Hillary's head?" He goes, "Not as good as Monica's."
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. On that note, I bid you adieu.
Oh, well, thank you very much for calling in, Merle from Florida. And there he goes.
I love those powerhouses out of Florida.
I didn't get that. I don't know. What did I miss? I don't know.
You missed that Jewish conspiracy of Clinton years.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, let's go with Ken in Virginia. Are you there, Ken?
Yes. As you know, your Texas lieutenant governor has proposed that the state provide funds for training teachers to use firearms. Now, let me tell you, I'm president of the Virginia Taxpayers Association. We've been going for 40 years. I've testified personally twice before the House Ways and Means Committee in Washington. I've testified for a number of years regularly before the House Joint Budget Committees in Virginia. I agree that Republic Broadcasting is a better network than GCN because you cover more of the news, and I'm reading Deanna Spingola's book, and I'm sure you're familiar with that book, which is, she's the top historian in the country as far as I'm concerned. I also know about the Jeff Renz report, and we have more information than anybody else in Virginia, and I personally have been interviewed not only by John Stadtmiller, for whom I have the highest regard, but also I've been interviewed in North Dakota by radio stations in North Dakota, Utah, and California. So I have considerable background on this whole subject.
Okay.
And what I want to let you know is that in Virginia, we have a delegate who's introduced a bill requiring all schools to have designated persons who have training in firearms, so that some supposed nut who approaches the school would be able to have some recourse. I think the NRA, which is, as you know, is partly a bogus organization,
right,
has suggested having armed guards for all schools. Well, that, of course, would cost a lot of money. And talking with Bob Marshall, who's patron of this bill to require schools, he has said that he's received word that not only both men and women teachers have expressed an interest in taking the required trainings to in the use of, and handling of handguns, so that it appears to me that this is, and we're working on it. We have other people in Virginia who are working with us, and it appears to me that this is definitely will go. It's House bill for the information of your listeners. It wouldn't hurt for any of your listeners.
Yeah.
Hello. It wouldn't hurt for them to call delegates in Virginia and tell them that they support this House bill, because if Virginia passes this bill, it will be productive. But at any rate, there's going to be a big demonstration in the General Assembly building. There's a very influential organization in Virginia, the Virginia Defense League. There'll probably be several hundred on the 21st of January, and on the 20th, and this hearing will be before the House Committee on Military and Police on at 9 o'clock on Friday the 25th, and we will be speaking down there, and so it appears to me that it should be a shoe-in to get through through the House of Delegates. Then of course it goes to the Senate.
Well, this is something that they're doing down in Texas, right? Lauren, what you guys are involved in down there?
Well, we're involved in it, but not exactly what he's talking about. Ours is arming the teachers so that they don't have to and teach them how to use the weapon,
right?
So that they don't have to face
as opposed to having armed security guards. You know,
yes.
Right. Because then we're talking about militarizing the schools, right?
When I was in school here, we had 15 door entrances to the school. But there was only one public entrance, and all the other doors were locked to the public.
Okay.
You could escape through them. I mean, you could get out of them if you were a student, but you couldn't come back in that way.
Right. Okay.
And we had one guard. He was not there to guard the kids. He was there to guard the door. He wasn't armed. He would just make sure that you belong there.
Right.
You know, if you were a parent coming in, you had to identify your kid and all that, and got past the guard then because you were supposed to be there.
Right. But what I'm talking about is having these armed guards patrolling the schools, and that's militarizing them.
I agree. Absolutely.
Overkill.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, the simple thing to do is to let the teachers that are trained, that have the concealed carry permits, you know, they're trained, they know what they're doing, and that is the way to go, I think.
Absolutely, and I think it's reasonable, and from an economic standpoint, if the teachers are willing to do this, and apparently there are teachers that are willing to do this. I mean, you can't compel them to get the training, but if they're willing to do it for their own protection and the general understanding of parents, it's out for public safety, and we know that possession of guns generally, if the widespread possession of guns is a protection against crime. The places where you can't have guns are where they have the highest crime. So
exactly.
So this thing is, we're really excited and enthusiastic about this thing because it looks like a go. Now there is one negative bill in the House of Delegates, but we received word that some of the influential senators will not go along with it. And I wanted to let everybody know because I think, as you know, Virginia is a swing state, and what happens here is regarded. We had a Bob McDonnell who wanted very much to run for president, and he would have, I think, been the nominee if Romney hadn't had the money and decided he would run again. But now we've got another lieutenant governor Cuccinelli who wants to be president also, and surprisingly it's a toss up between him and McAuliffe, who's run before, as to who will get the nod. And Virginia, we are in the odd years, so the election is going to be in November of this year. People would be watching Virginia very carefully on this whole thing.
Yes.
I appreciate the opportunity to give this information and hope that anyone I'd like to give my telephone number, if you don't mind.
Hold on, don't go away. Stay where you're at. We got to go take a break. So everybody, don't move.
Look out! It's gonna get you. Man is gonna get you. It's gonna get you. Oh, I'm gonna get you. Oh, no.
Madison Avenue, Manhattan.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, we are back. You're listening to the SAMSO Report right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking to Lauren Savage, Vice President of the Texas Nationalist Movement. And Ken in Virginia, you were going to give out a phone number, wouldn't you?
Yes, thanks for the opportunity. My telephone number is, don't have anybody have any hesitation calling me. Most any time of the day, it's 434-277-5255. I'd also like to say I'm a personal friend of Charlotte Iserbeet, the deliberate dumbing down of America, she's awesome. I mean, she's a wonderful, wonderful person. We have a lot of wonderful friends, and I had the privilege at one of our meetings, Virginia Taxpayers Association meetings some years ago, we had, administrator of the Reese Committee to talk, about the investigating the foundations. He was one of our guests. So we are really clued in on what's going on. I can assure you on that. So I appreciate any and all, and of course, if if people disagree with me, and I've had people at one of our meetings some years ago stand up and say, "Oh, Kenny, you don't represent the taxpayers." Well, and when people say this to me, I don't blow up. You know, I just say, "Well, okay, you know, you want to discuss it? You know, all right, let me give you some details." So I can discuss things without blowing up, without arguing, without rancor and anything.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You could teach a thing or two to Alex Jones, huh?
So, well, Alex Jones, I have to say, I mean, he's put out all these videos, and they're very good, and he's blowhorned the Bilderbergers. And
oh,
you
yeah.
got to give them credit for that. And
for
the Bilderbergers,
sure.
as you know, are scared. They don't want to meet in Europe anymore. And
that's
as
right.
you know, from I'm sure you read the American Free Press, and it looks like maybe they're going to meet in the U.S. again. So, which is because they can get more. The big media, the Washington Post, is not going to cover them, and so. But of course, the people are waking up. I mean, there's no question that people are, the American people are aroused. And so, while talk about economic collapse and everything, we're watching the price of goods in the grocery stores. And so far, there hadn't been, despite the terrible drought and everything. They've managed to keep down the price of food, but when that's going to change
right quick up here pretty
yeah.
soon.
Yeah, we certainly sympathize with Texas. A terrible, terrible situation you have with the drought there. I mean, it's awful. So we're very much in sympathy with Texas. So. Well, it's a privilege to be on a program with you. And
thanks for calling in. Why don't you throw that number out one more time?
Yes, it's 54. Scratch that. 434-277-5255.
All right.
434-277-5255, and people could call me. Practically any hour of the day or night.
All right. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Ken, for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
You take care now. All right. We got Lark in Texas. Lark, are you there?
I sure am. Well, Bill, how you be?
Oh, pretty good. How you doing down there in Texas?
Well, I'm excited to hear a real Texan on the phone, so I'm going to call in and say hello to Lauren.
There
you
go.
How you doing, Lauren?
I'm doing fine.
Well, listen, this is what I wanted to bring up to y'all's attention. I want to see what y'all think.
Okay.
You know, there are left libertarians and there are right libertarians. So let me tell you quickly about the left libertarian. That would be something that I would call agorism.
Okay.
That's spelled like agora. The
uh-huh.
Greek marketplace, H-E-O-R, ism.
Ism.
Yes, agorism. And it was a word that was coined to describe a political philosophy by a guy named Samuel Edward Konkin III. Konkin oh. spelled K-O-N-K-I-N.
All right.
And he not only coined this word, but he coined another word concurrently, and that word is counter-economics.
Counter-economics. Thanks. Whoa.
Now, this is what this
oh,
is.
Oh,
now remember
oh,
this. This
hold
is
on
left libertarian.
Lark.
Okay, go ahead.
Hold on a second, because we've got to take a break. So everybody stay right where you're at, and we will return after these important messages.
That is an avenue mentality. Look out, it's gonna get ya, man, it's gonna get ya, it's gonna get ya, oh no, it's gonna get ya, oh no, Madison Avenue.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have returned. Lark in Texas, I'm so sorry to have so rudely interrupted you. Go ahead with what you were talking about.
You're a very rude man, Bill.
There you
now,
go.
Now hear me out, y'all, because I need to get some take on some real Americans here.
Okay. All right.
Now this guy Konkin put this idea forward in a book that he called The New Libertarian Manifesto in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the year before, in 79, a guy named J. Neil Shulman wrote a science fiction novel called Alongside Night.
Uh-huh.
And he copied Ayn Rand.
Okay.
Especially her work, Atlas Shrugged. Mm. Now, basically what they... these people are not just only left libertarians. They're also what can be described as market anarchists. They also advocate for only dealing in the black market. Anything that the state says is no good or against the rules, some regulation,
right,
some law, what have you, well, an agorist would say, well, the hell with them. Because, and this is my attitude. My attitude is that anybody that's involved in government today is frankly involved in organized crime. And therefore, I have no respect for them, and so I don't want to deal with them.
Right.
And unfortunately, let's face it, we're dealing in private company script that is literally owned by a cartel of transnational, transgenerational pirates.
Yeah.
We call them the Federal Reserve. We call this the Federal Reserve System today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So here we have the lifeblood of our economy. Our currency is now monopolized by a band of pirates. So you have to ask yourself, well, is there any honor whatsoever even dealing with these bastards? I don't think so.
No. Well, no.
There's not. And so here's what I want to suggest to you, Lauren. Now this morning, speaking of American Free Press, from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Central Time, we got to hear a man by the name of Ron Avery once more. Now, are you familiar with this gentleman?
I know Ron, yes.
Well,
I
mean,
I've been to the tap house and Seguin several times.
Well, I'd like to meet him one day because, man, he has uncovered something that is incredible. If there's any proof to the pudding that we've been taken over by, really, a foreign power, I mean, this is it, because his case was rock solid from what I could tell. When you look at the Texas Constitution, this whole idea of ad valorem property tax assessments that were unequally distributed, and to support the public school system, hell, I advocate for doing away with the public schools altogether. They're only teaching cultural Marxism, and they're teaching all the kids to be global citizens anymore.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. With counter-economics, and if we incorporate another word that this man coined, which was called autarchism, A-U-T-A-R-C-H-I-S-M. This is where you get your supply chain loop or your supply chain management down so that you deal with your own economy. Because just about anybody that talks about economics nowadays is full of baloney. I mean, I don't want to hear what some indoctrinated, brainwashed stooge from some university has to say about economics at all. What I want to deal with is economy, because this economy, what we're dealing with is we're dealing with capital resources, and we're dealing with efficient household management. And what is our household? But that which resides within our own skin, and that which we can describe as our lives. So anyway, that's basically what I have to say in a nutshell. If you look at a website that's entitled Invisible Surf's Collar, S-E-R-F-S, uh-huh. Like a surf, like an indentured servant.
Surf, right.
If this is an Atlanta attorney named Robin Eubanks, a woman, she has explored what is happening nationwide with all of these darn programs. To turn our kids into cultural Marxists. And yeah, I would investigate the listeners. If you haven't checked it out yourselves, guys, look into it. I mean, the proof is right there. You can go to sources like Charlotte Iserby for sure. Mm-hmm. But this woman has got, she's still got a kid left at home. And two more that just went through the system, and she has studied it, you know, with the... And she doesn't have to work as an attorney anymore. She was trained as an attorney, but she made some money earlier on. I guess her husband's doing fairly well. So she's had a whole lot of time to investigate this stuff. But the truth of the matter is that it is immoral to send your kids to a public school. And frankly, everybody that's engaged with the public school system today, frankly, needs to be thrown out of the country, locked up, or forced to go get a real job.
Well, the whole purpose of the public education system is to produce programmed zombies. I mean, it is to produce socialists, globalists.
Here's the cool thing. You're so right, and I'll just leave it with this because I know I talk too much, but. They've coined a new word since World War II. It's been around much longer than that, but it's become more popularized, in our generation. And especially with, sustainable development since the early 90s. But that word is communitarianism. It describes a variant of pure socialism.
Right.
It also points to community or communitarian law.
Which
is, in fact, international law. It has been overlaid upon our American law, and this is how we've been taken over as a country.
Right.
Now, a socialist is, there is a right-flavored socialist and a left-flavored socialist. That would be a corporatist on the right, and that would be a communist on the left. And when you combine these two things together, remember, a corporatist is a euphemism for a capitalist, especially of the free trade variety,
which incorporates
British mercantilism. You have a formula for disaster that which it can only lead to totalitarianism. And therefore, I believe that anybody that's connected to the government, Rick Perry, this jerk in the White House, the several before him, I mean, these people are involved in organized crime.
Exactly.
And then when you look at the lawyers and the court system, and you look at the allopathic physicians, the nurses, the hospital associations, and all these damn people that are tied like to the hip of the federal government, they have been induced into lives of organized crime. And I, by God, don't want to deal with them anymore. So what do y'all got to say?
Lauren.
I would, a lot of things he's saying echoes what I've been thinking for many years, like police. He used the example of teachers, but I need to do away with the police departments.
No, the police
are all socialists, too. They're not there to protect you.
Right.
They're not there to curb crime. Crime continues whether they're there or not. They're there to protect City Hall from raging citizens that are mad about the corrupt people that get elected and get hired there.
They're serving the interest of the pirates, by God.
Exact.
Hey, it's not Friday,
highway pirate.
It's not Friday in Gannon anymore, as far as the police go. I mean, now they're militarized. The police have been militarized.
And they're armed and they're dangerous.
Yeah, that too.
The joke here in Texas, if you can't graduate from high school, you can always become a cop.
There you go.
And if you
see, my late younger brother, Bill and Lauren, wanted to be a cop because he had a criminal mind. It was the fastest road to riches that he could think of.
All the cops here that we have in this town are involved in the drug trade. You wonder why drugs are prevalent in the middle of a war against drugs. And people that uncover the truth get blasted out of Texas. I know an attorney that chased them down, found out how it was being laundered through attorneys' trust accounts. And, boy, they ran him out of Texas. Took his bar card away, won't let him practice law anymore. It's all corrupt. You're right. And it's got to do with it goes back to, if you're religious and you're, particularly I like those in the face of fundamentalists, you believe that every word of the Bible is true thing. Mm-hmm. What about the usury law? Every time you touch a FRN, you're involved in violating that usury law.
Yeah, my favorite is, who would Jesus murder today?
In Texas, if you pay a fine or a fee or a tax with a Federal Reserve note, you violated the Constitution. Because Texas Constitution was written for real money.
And guess what? When you do that, you actually become complicit in organized crime because you have given your consent.
Well, that's true when you come to think of it. So,
anyway, I need to talk to y'all some more often, okay? I'll get off. I talk too damn much. But I know one thing. I'm not no priest, I don't have a halo over my head, but I'll be damned if I want to engage with criminals. And hell, I can tell you this, I'm surrounded by them. Right here in suburbia, up here in North Texas, I'm surrounded by these damn criminals. Hell, our former mayor here in Dallas is Obama's trade commissar. How bad is that?
We don't want to be communists, but let's use all their lingo.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad, guys.
Drug czars.
Yeah, that's just a shortened word for commissar. Hell, we've been Sovietized.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So what do we want to do? I don't want to do business with these people. Let me tell you something. I like doing business with good old boys from East Texas. You know, and the reason I like them is because can we make this a cash deal? These people don't want to sign their name to anything. They don't want no receipts. They don't want to pay sales tax. They don't want to support this criminal government. My kind of guy.
Well, I tell you what. I mean, things are only going to get worse, and we're going to have to confront these people. These people need to be confronted. And
I ignore them, Bill. I just ignore them. I'm just not going to deal. You know, there was a libertarian that died not long ago. His name was Robert Lefevre. He postured this. He said that voting was an immoral act.
Voting.
And you know something? Voting is an immoral act.
Okay.
That's because the American people were bamboozled by two things. Number one was, well, not counting the money thing. They were bamboozled by this thing called democracy, which mm-hmm. even Alexis de Tocqueville described it as a potentially a form of what he coined the term, the expression, soft despotism. That's what democracy is.
Yes.
And socialism is nothing more than the socializing of a people to be collectivist, brain-dead, immoral jerks.
I've been using the phrase elective despotism.
Yeah, these socialists are these same bastards that go to work for the United States military, which is entirely a socialist organization from beginning to end, top to bottom. And then when they, especially the top brass, they get brainwashed. You know, they're basically led around by their nose by Israel anymore. And then they immediately want to get involved in, with that revolving door, which is the great sport in Washington, D.C., as we know.
Oh, yes.
You know, you want to get involved in private industry so that you can work the system to your advantage.
Exactly.
Well, these people in the military do the same thing, just like the people in the USDA and the FDA and all the rest of them. They're all criminals.
Out one door and in the other one.
So I advocate for counter-economics, gentlemen, and I leave it for you. And, you know, I do a little bit of writing sometimes. If you guys want me to write you something up, get a hold of me. Just call RBN. I'll write you something. Because I'm telling you, I'm disgusted with all these criminals I'm surrounded by. I'm a bunch of yellow-bellied, weak-kneed socialists. Sick of them.
Yes, I totally concur. With what you
I'll call again, guys. I'm going to get okay. off and let you talk now, all right?
Thanks a lot. Lark in Texas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Well, you got a future guest there.
There you go. There you have it.
He's up on the news here. I mean, this is not just a few of us down here in Texas thinking like this. We have, on our rolls, especially since the last few months, with hundreds of thousands coming to our movement because they're just wanting Texas out of the mess.
Well, people are waking up. It's true, and they are looking for answers, and they're coming to the alternative news networks like RBN, and they're coming to you, and that's a good thing. That's what we want, right?
Well, people are starting to wake up. We've heard about the problems for, well, my parents raised me in bookstores. They own bookstores.
Right.
Well, we had John Birch material there, and they were preaching the same message in 1960, as the problems we're having right now, and the same problems, the same message, and no solutions.
That's right.
So in 50 years, if we can't solve the problems that were known in 1960, there is no solution, evidently.
Right.
Except to leave and start over. Leave and start over.
People have to start coming together. People have to start forming, like, community groups and educating their neighbors and their family and their friends and send them to Coffee City.
I only want 1.7% to agree with me on secession. 1.7% of Texas.
There you go.
That's all it takes to bring about change, and that's historically accurate.
There you go. There you go. So what's going on with the Coffee City thing?
The Coffee City thing, we have replaced all of them and put in much more honest people. They're going through the stuff now, and there's more crime, and they're uncovering as they're going through the records and stuff. And they, we even saw it. We couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be deep. It must really be deep over there.
They just fired got rid of the police chief. They let him quit. But they found out after he quit, he'd been calling 1-900 on city credit cards for the sex calls.
Shame on him.
We'd already got word from people that had seen him in the police car getting blowjobs instead of giving tickets.
My goodness. Hold that thought. We will return after these important words from our sponsors.
Madison Avenue Mentality. Look out, it's gonna get ya. Man, it's gonna get ya. It's gonna get ya. Oh, no. Madison Avenue Mentality.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the final segment, a little segment. Where did the show go? I mean, we've run out of time. I tell you what, though, we have Asmodor from Coffee City, Texas. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Asmodor, real quick, because we're running out of time, what you got for us?
Well, since we're so close to the wire here, I won't go into any new subjects I was going to talk about. I just give you guys a shout out. I remembered what time it was and tuned into the show and heard Lauren on there. I didn't even know he was going to be on there tonight.
There he is. No, he's right there, aren't you, Lauren?
I'm here. Well, all right. Well, I listened for about the last 20-30 minutes. This is a great show. I'm going to listen to the replay, and you guys have a great evening.
All righty. Thanks a lot for calling in, Asmodor. Sorry we don't have more time.
That's one man you want on your side if you're fighting a political war here in this area, East Texas.
There you go.
He knows all the ins and outs of how this corruption works, how they're doing it here.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, you got something you want to plug there, Lauren? Some number you want to give out, a website or what?
Well, I would like to, you and I talked here a few days ago about how the world has left the spiritual research and the training of finding the truth behind the matter, and especially since 9/11 happened, they've all
diverted
their attention to war. Mm-hmm. Your book, The New Atlantis, needs to be promoted on your show constantly, in my opinion.
Oh,
because
wow.
It offers solutions, and the solutions are what's missing.
Cool.
You may not have them all, but you may have one. If the next author has one, and the next author has one, we can put this world back together like it's supposed to be.
I'll
start with Texas.
All right. Well, there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what, Lauren Savage, the vice president of the Texas Nationalist Movement, thanks for being on the show. I really appreciate you coming on, and I look forward to the next time that we have you on. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right.
I can hear Lark again, too.
There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to tune in next week, same time, same station, right here, the Samsel Report, Saturday night at midnight until 2. Until next week, this is Wild Bill saying to you, free your mind and your ass will follow. Make the rules. Play you just like a fool. Keeps you in ball chain. And in ever increasing pain. But as you realize that you've been believing lies and you've been hypnotized by television lights. They tell you day is night. They tell you wrong is right. But I say, how do you like the way things are today? Things are today. Do you like the way things are today? People that make the rules treat you like a total fool.